Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a Super Bowl champion, a 10-year NFL veteran. You can catch him as an analyst for the NFL Network and follow him on Twitter at HeathEvans44. It's Heath Evans with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Heath, good morning and welcome to the program. We'll fire right into it. The Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott has made a lot of news in recent weeks. What do you make of this team in 2017? Because a lot of people feel a regression could be coming.
Let me start with the positives. I think you can look at Dak's frame and say, oh my gosh, has he taken this NFL thing for real? He has leaned down and trimmed up, looks stronger, more chiseled, even more mentally focused in his eyes stepping off that plane yesterday. I'm excited to see this young man keep growing in the league. That being said, Ezekiel, I always say you can't coach stupid, and people get really offended by it, but this kid has been granted, the opportunity he's been given to run behind that young gun quarterback,
sure,
that offensive line, the offensive system they've placed him in. He could go down as one of the greatest backs in the history of the greatest game in all of sports, and yet he's in danger of pissing it away. And I don't have an ounce of his talent or ability, and players like that piss me off. And to see Jerry kind of get up there and say there's not a thing of domestic abuse. Listen, the domestic abuse is when he pulled that girl's shirt down. You don't have to hit somebody to be abused. That girl didn't want that done to her. So I can't stand that stuff. His talent is undeniable. But I'll take character, mental discipline, mental toughness over talent every single day of the week.
Well said, Heath. Well said. A team to me that seems like they can make some noise. We look at the Raiders, and another team that has some similarities, in my opinion, is the Tennessee Titans. Are they ready to take the next step to get to win that particular conference?
This is my first stop in my training camp tour here in a couple of days, and I am really excited to see Marcus. You guys know, you get in person and you can see how a guy takes command of a team, and you can see the O-line, the D-line, the mental temperament. And that's really what I'm excited to see. With the Raiders as well, you've got these two teams that have a lot of buzz and a lot of hype. But, we've both been on teams, though, that have a lot of hype that didn't live up to the potential.
Sure.
And I think there's a temperament that goes into being able to handle these lofty expectations. And that's what I think we'll probably start to really get a grip on in the early part of the season is, did these two teams buy the dream and buy the hype, or did they go put in the work and are they going to go earn it? Because the Patriots aren't going anywhere. Your old squad with Phillip, I think, if they stay healthy, I think they're going to be hell on wheels. Obviously, we know what the Chiefs can bring to the table in the AFC. There's going to be some stiff competition. And even for Tennessee inside their division with Houston, the toughness factor of the AFC might be the best we've seen in a long, long time.
And how critical is it then for the Raiders to have Marshawn Lynch have a big year to give him that toughness, especially between the tackles?
I'm excited to see the coaching in this matchup, because if you look at what Russell and Marshawn were able to do together, there was this perfect blend of this running quarterback that kind of always froze the backside of the defense, and then this spectacular back with great vision and great burst, and then obviously great power when you're trying to tackle him. But the defense was always kind of cut in half for Marshawn because of the run threat of Russell. So the blend of offense that, you get with Carr is very, very different than what, Darrell Bevell and Pete Carroll were doing out in Seattle. So I'm excited. We know it. Listen, people say, Marshawn's been off for a year. There's just special type of men that you don't worry about having a year off. If anything, it probably just made them more fresh and more angry and probably run more violent. But I do think it's going to be really important to see how they get Marshawn comfortable in the run game philosophy. And then obviously keep the offense focused around Carr. And it can be done. I'm just interested to see how they do it.
He's a Super Bowl champion. You can catch him as an analyst on the NFL Network, Heath Evans with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Heath, if you were a general manager and you needed a backup quarterback at a reasonable price, how serious of a look would you give Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, boy. It depends. Who am I? Am I the general manager of, you know, the Seattle Seahawks or, you know, even the
Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm running a system like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers and you know, a lot of that stuff, I'm not giving him any consideration. I'm a big believer. I'll support anybody with passion, and I have no problem with people, you know, standing up for what they believe in. I do come from the Bill Belichick school of thought, though, that if even the room can handle it, any type of distraction, even if it's a little bit, when you're competing for Lombardis, and the truth is, I don't care how dominant your team is and how great your coaching staff is, nobody can say that his stance and his tweets, and some of them highly unfounded and uneducated, aren't going to create somewhat of a distraction. There's a lot of mature locker rooms that can handle Colin Kaepernick, and in a sense, Colin is a better quarterback than a lot of quarterbacks in this league, or a few quarterbacks, but we've seen Colin's ceiling. You look at what Colin was afforded. People keep saying that Colin took a team to the Super Bowl and was one play away from winning it. He had this guy named Frank Gore. He had one of the best offensive lines in football. At the time, he had the best defense in football. He had one of the most gifted play callers that made his skill set really thrive in a league that now is kind of caught up to a lot of that system. And so you got to call a spade a spade. Colin has always struggled with his vision. He struggled to run real NFL drop-back quarterback philosophies and timing and rhythm and understanding what he's seeing post-snap. And so we can spin this a lot of way. And, yeah, there's a distraction side of it, but there's also a side of it that you talk to most GMs believe that, you know, we've seen the ceiling of what Colin Kaepernick is, and that's just not good enough to hoist a Lombardi.
Heath, a good friend of ours, John Lynch, we know him personally. How do you think he's doing, and what do you think this team is going to do? What is the ceiling for the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, listen, I always wanted to be tough like you, and I never was able to. I didn't have that knack to go maul people without the ball in my hands like you did. And you could change a game in one block. Well, I think that temperament that you brought to a team, well, it's true, man. I remember – you know, Mike Holmgren talking about you and Bill Belichick talking about you and what you could do to a defense in one play because you could steal a team's soul with one block. And I think John has brought that type of aggression and temperament and a mental focus of how you go out and beat people. And I think from talking to the players this offseason, they feel that. They thrive on it, and they love it, and they adopt it, and they want to embrace it. And then when you throw Kyle in the mix, like, people forget that Kyle took Cleveland, a horribly talented offense. They didn't win a lot of games, but they were a top 10 rated defense, offense, not scoring, but they were a top 10 rated offense in Cleveland with Kyle Shanahan, and they had no talent. And so the cupboard is somewhat bare there offensively, but they do have some talent. I think they have some leadership, and I believe you give Kyle till midseason, he's probably going to find a way with the squad that John has helped put together. I think they're going to find a way to surprise people. Does that mean they win 8 games? I doubt it, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if they did.
Heath, great 49er insight, but just, I got to be honest, terrible job of buttering up Lorenzo Neal. I spend 20 hours a week with him, Heath. He's insufferable as it is. Can we just pump the brakes on the low Neal fan club?
You guys said Heath
is...
If fullbacks
ever got any consideration for the Hall of Fame, I'd never get any consideration, and Lorenzo would have been a first ballot. So we'll just leave it at that.
Fair points. Those are fair points.
Yeah. Sure.
Outside of that, we don't need the Mike Holmgren stuff. It's just too much. We're going to have to hear about it all week. He's going to want our producers to just keep dropping that into the program.
Only thing I can say, Heath, is you're one of the best commentators out there, and all these guys, we totally respect you and your knowledge of the game. So for you, from that coming from you, that's just great praise.
That is true. We all do very much respect you.
That's true.
Thank you. I was just glad I didn't play linebacker when we were playing O'Neal. We'll just leave it at that, all right?
Heath Evans,
I appreciate the love, guys.
Heath Evans with Joe Lowe. Heath, before we let you go, I know it's early in the process, so maybe you haven't flushed it out completely, but if we were to talk sleepers, if we were to try to identify one team, AFC or NFC, that might surprise some people this season with a deep run, who do you think that could be?
Wow. Sleepers, goodness gracious. You know what? I would consider taking the Chargers. They have been so snake-bitten injury-wise for, I mean, probably 5 years, especially in the offensive line. I think Phillip can always create dangerous matchups week in and week out. Health will be their biggest issue. And I think Minnesota has kind of fallen off of people's mindset. I think Zim's going to get that defense back to thumping people the way they did 2 years ago. And I think offensively, you know, Sam and then that kid they call Cook from Florida State might just offer them enough with that nasty defense to really compete and win that division again and make some noise.
Heath, that's a great segment. A really great assessment. I really want to tell you, if you want to get a great interview, give old Dick a big hug for me and tell him I said hello. Dick LeBeau, phenomenal guy in Tennessee.
The best. The absolute best. I'm excited about seeing his defense. Talking about headaches. He gave me enough of them. So I'll tell him you said hello.
Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL veteran. Catch him as an analyst for the NFL Network and follow him on Twitter at HeathEvans44. It's Heath Evans with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Heath, tremendous stuff. Thank you for joining us. We know you're a busy guy. Hopefully we can do it again before the start of the season.
Anytime. Just holler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.